and welcome to the Midweek St Mirren Show. On today's show, former club captain Tommy Turner gives us his thoughts on yesterday's Scottish Cup draw, and Jim Goodwin joins us to reflect on the season so far. But first, St Mirren radio reporter James Hunter caught up with manager Ian Murray at the St Mirren training complex at Ralston to talk about the upcoming games and the Scottish Cup draw. He started by talking about how the players have responded to Saturday's defeat to Rangers in the Petrofac Cup.
To be fair to them, they've always responded well after a defeat. Obviously 4-0, at Ibrox. So it was a funny game to be involved in. I thought first half we were really poor. To be 1-0 down at half time, extremely fortunate. Second half to be 4-0 down at 90 minutes, I felt we were very unfortunate. But that's the way it goes. Our second half performance was far better than the first half. But you find yourself, on the end of a 3-0 second half defeat. So we get them back in off Sunday, then back in the rest of the week, and we get them training. The weather's not been the best, but we utilise the AstroTurf pitch that we've got here as well.
So you made a change at half time on Saturday. You brought on Lewis Morgan for Paul McMullen. Was that an injury to McMullen, or was it just a change in tactics?
No, it was just a change. We just felt Lewis might give us something different from Paul. Paul's found it really hard to get going after his injury that he sustained against Falkirk. And when you've got these types of players like Paul and Lewis, sometimes they can have wee dips and the consistency levels aren't as high as perhaps another type of player. So we felt Lewis Morgan had deserved a chance. He came on and done okay, very hard at Ibrox. But I thought the two younger boys up front second half gave us a little bit of freshness in getting about the pitch.
So you had the likes of Baird, Kelly, Mallon, McClure and Morgan play at Ibrox. What does that say about the Youth Academy here?
Yeah, it's great for them, it's great for the club, it's great for David Longwell and Max who take the youths. It's fantastic to see young guys coming through, but we have to be careful with them and not expect too much. I keep harping on about young players needing about 100 games to even say they've got any experience. So as I keep going, we don't have 100 games between all of them, never mind one of them. So we need to get them on the pitch. In an ideal world, you'd like maybe one or two in your team, so the other boys can help it, but we find ourselves with maybe six or seven, and that's the way it is. But it will take time, and some of them will have to come out again and then go back in and come out and go back in. They need to get used to playing at this level, but certainly the signs are encouraging. And you've got other ones as well behind that, Jordan Stewart, Barry Cuddihy, who are not too far away and also involved with us.
So at the moment, results haven't been great. But two draws in the league, you're going into a run of fixtures against the likes of Queen of the South at the weekend, Alloa, Dumbarton, Livingston. How much of an opportunity could this be to kickstart the season?
It is an opportunity, but that's all it is until we take them. We've said it before, we've been here before and we've said we've got a run of games, so now we need to, the talking's sort of done, we need to get results. We're all working extremely hard to doing that. If we can get a result on Saturday, it suddenly becomes 3 in the league undefeated. And then you try and back that up with a win at Dumbarton, and then suddenly you find yourself going into the Christmas games on a high, and depending on the results, not too far off. So there are big games, but other clubs will be saying the same. Queens will be looking at Saturdays as a real opportunity. Dumbarton will be looking at a week on Saturday as an opportunity. So we have to be very wary of that as well. But there's no doubt that these are the games that we feel we can win and put a wee run together and try and push us on towards the next quarter of the season, where we go up against the teams like Morton and Raith Rovers again.
Do you feel like you have the faith in this team that they can start picking up results?
Yeah, I think we back our squad 100%. There's no question about that. We're like any team, we're like any squad. We want to freshen things up in January. I think we have to. I think it's very important that we do that. We would be saying that for top of league as well. Rangers, Hibs and Falkirk will all be in the same boat, looking to freshen themselves up. We're exactly the same. We are not in the position we want to be in, but it doesn't mean we don't think we can get ourselves out of it. We firmly believe that the players we have here have got great quality, and they've got the temperament and they've got the willpower to do that. Saturday's game, 4-0, it's one we put away and we put that one to bed. I mean, the only way to do that properly was by being Queen of South at home and finally get our first home win.
You talked about maybe threshing things up in January. Is there any positions specifically that you're looking at?
No, I think we're always looking for good players and players with good pedigree. Whoever comes available at that time, will depend on what we can do of getting them in and what we've got financially as well. You know, we've probably not scored as many goals as we would liked at this stage of the season. We've conceded too many. So we're like any team, a player that comes available that we think can improve our squad, regardless of what position, then we'll try and get them. If it's out with our price range or the player doesn't fancy it or whatever, then so be it. But we're certainly now actively looking, you know, towards the January window in terms of getting some guys in.
Have you looked at anyone specifically, or is it just a case of looking in January and seeing who might be available?
No, we need to wait. We need to wait and see exactly who is available. We're only starting now to get calls and emails in for the January window. You know, we've still got another month to go. A lot of players, you know, who aren't featuring at other clubs might suddenly become available. You tend to find the usual mad dash at the end of January. We want to try and avoid that, but like we said in the summer, if it takes until the end of January to get guys that we think are going to improve us, then so be it. And it sort of reiterates that we're happy with the squad we've got. We're not happy with the results and the performances that we've put in, but we're certainly happy with the squad in terms of thinking that we can get them into an area of the league and in result-wise that we think that they're capable of.
So the fourth round of the Scottish Cup was made today. Partick Thistle at home. It's still a fair bit away. It's part through January. What sort of a challenge do you think that's going to provide?
Yes, it's an extremely tough draw. It's not, you know, no disrespect to ourselves and Partick, but it's probably not a draw that either team wanted. Partick will be saying the same because they'll be thinking coming to our place is a tough one, digging out a result and getting through, because it's a huge round of the cup for everyone. We were saying the same, but it's what it is. That's what the cup's about. It's a great draw if you win it, but it's one of these ones that we firmly believe that we can win as well, because it's a game that gives us a fantastic barometer of where we actually are. You know, Partick are a very good, you know, top flight side, work extremely hard, very well organised, some fantastic results when you need to. So it's as tough as it gets for us in terms of, you know, a team from division above, but the saving graces were at home, and hopefully that can give us a little bit of an advantage.
So just finally, Queen of the South on Saturday, one of the better performances this season was a 2-0 win down at Palmerston. Do you take confidence from that?
Of course, we've beat them well. Beat them well down there, and we put in a good performance, but take nothing for granted in this league. You know, I've seen Queens putting some fantastic performances and putting some poor ones like every other team in the league. So it's one of the ones where if we turn up and we play to our potential, you know, we firmly think we can win the game. We'll also know take our foot off the gas for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and Queens can win the game. So, I mean, the last game maybe counts for a little bit, but I wouldn't, you know, be saying it's a huge advantage, because they'll be out to get us back for that one, and you know, we have shown the capabilities and the know-how how to beat Queens.
Any injury concerns ahead of the game?
Not that I think. Keith Watson's back in action. Keith, you know, comes into our thoughts firmly for the game. Apart from that, Jason, obviously, longer term, and Alan Gow and Jim Goodwin are missing, so they're longer term ones. But in terms of wee knocks and scrapes, and for the first time in a while, we're touch wood, then we're okay.
That was Ian Murray there. Dalen, Ian summed up the kind of Rangers game. We only want to talk about this briefly, but you were there on Saturday. How would you summarise that match?
I felt, you know, Shoot Mirren were, you know, they were off the pace in the first half, but they've played very well defensively. In the second half, attacking wise, they took the game to Rangers just before Rangers got their second goal through Kenny Miller, I believe. And I felt then after that their heads dropped a wee bit, and they conceded the third and the fourth, which was poor defensively in the second half. It was mixed bag, but for me, they have to stop dropping their heads when they feel the game's been beat.
Now, looking ahead to this Saturday, it's a big game against Queen of the South, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive game. People might say it's a must-win game for Ian Murray and his backroom staff and the club, because, you know, the two teams come into the games on pretty mixed form. And, well, Queen of the South more than anybody. You know, they've got two wins in the last six. St Mirren have got zero wins in the last six. So a lot of people would say it indicates to probably a draw, because of the form of both sides, but St Mirren have to go and win this game and go and win their next two games after that, because it's so crucially important now. They have to wake up and realise.
I mean, St Mirren can take a lot of heart anyway from the previous fixture where St Mirren picked up their first league win in a 2-0 victory at
Queen's. Yeah, absolutely. It was a great performance by St Mirren. We've seen how they kind of played away from home with the, you know, the mentality of sitting in and hitting on the break. Stephen Thompson got a goal after Sean Kelly opened the scoring, and it was a terrific performance. An unexpected win. Queen of the South had started the season quite well, and St Mirren went there, you know, with no wins in the league, and they went there and got off the mark. They haven't kicked on since. Queen of the South have been pretty mixed to poor since then as well, but Queen of the South are doing enough, and you know they're above St Mirren in the table, but St Mirren really need to win this game and get their first league win at home this season.
Ian Murray there mentioned a kind of possible return for Keith Watson. How important would he be?
Well, speaking off the air earlier, we've seen a lot of the, you know, the way they're losing goals is really down their right hand side, and obviously Jason Naismith long term, and they would need him more than anybody, but and to get Keith Watson back in would be important, because he was playing quite well, and Ian Murray likes a settled back four, and I think he would probably prefer Watson back in there until Naismith's fit enough to return, which won't be for a wee while yet.
Looking ahead, anyway, Queen of the South, obviously this Saturday is a big game, but the next five, including the game on Saturday, are they can be winnable, can't they?
Yeah, they're absolutely winnable for St Mirren, but there's at times in this season where they've looked at games and went, that's winnable and that's winnable. But before these games, injuries or, you know, something, some spanner in the works happens, and it's just not worked out that way. And it's really crucially important they have to win. I can't say that enough. They have to win these next few games to get away from a possible relegation battle. They can't possibly be relegated, so they have to keep going and pick themselves up and start winning.
Of course, but you mentioned there about relegation, there's also a possibility of the playoff spot as well, because Morton are only nine points ahead.
They're stuck in this position, St Mirren, where if they start winning and getting a consistent run of games, as Ian Murray said, they would be 3 undefeated in the league. If they keep winning, then they could push themselves back into where Morton is and into the playoff positions. But for me, it's finding that consistency, and they haven't been consistent at all this season, St Mirren, so they'll have to really push and get these over Christmas. You know, they've got Dumbarton, Alloa, Livingston. You know, they've got the derby at Morton. They've done okay there at the start of the season, which is a tough game, and then they've got Thistle in the Cup. So, but league-wise, the next four games are absolutely winnable, but you look at the games before they were here, Livingston, they drew, won in the Cup, Dumbarton beat St Mirren here, so you can't go into the game thinking you've won, you've got to go out there and earn to win, and they need to go and do that.
Just one last point I want to pick up there, in Ian Murray's interview, he mentioned there about the possible transfer market.
Yeah.
Where do St Mirren need to strengthen if that's the case?
Well, it's hard to say, because I feel the right side of defence, you know, they've got like Kelly and, no sorry, not Kelly, Naismith and Watson, as well as Reid. So that's not settled position. However, they'll maybe need a centre defender, because I think it's too soon for Jack Baird maybe, but he did play well on Saturday, saying that.
This is St Mirren Radio, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.
The draw for the Scottish Cup fourth round was announced yesterday, with St Mirren set to play SPFL Premiership side Partick Thistle. Earlier today, St Mirren Radio spoke to former Saints captain and ex-Thistle player Tommy Turner, who gave us his thoughts on the draw.
My first thoughts on the draw were obviously St Mirren against a Premiership team. You know, it will be difficult for them. You know, because as Partick Thistle have just actually started to go on a run of good results, you know, and their team starting to play well together again. So, you know, I think it'll be a difficult tie. But the most important thing for St Mirren is that they've got them at St Mirren at Paisley. So, that's a bonus for them.
Do you think, despite the form St Mirren have been in this season, that, like you say, being at Paisley 2021 Stadium, that this is a game, despite Premiership opposition, that they can go on and have a good chance of winning?
Oh, of course. You know, at the end of the day, it's all saying is it's a cup game. You know, players will give them a wee break for the struggles that they're having in the First Division. You know, the team's just not playing well at all. They're just not getting results. So it'll be a wee change with a cup game against one of the Premier teams, you know, and it'll take the pressure off the boys to go and just enjoy themselves and hopefully get a victory.
Do you think the Scottish Cup might, you know, be able to take on a bit more of added importance now that, you know, the league's not going as well and it looks like the playoffs are a bit of a stretch this season?
Oh, it's giving them something else to focus on, you know, the Cup. It's obviously nice to get a run in the Cup and get some results in that these games. You know, the Scottish Cup's a big competition. It's one that you want to do well in.
And if we look at the league form, we mentioned it's not been very good this season. If you look at the next run of games, starting with Queen of the South on Saturday, there's also Alloa, Dumbarton, both away, and Livingston at home teams around St Mirren. Is this the opportunity now for St Mirren to now push on and try and get a few wins and put a run together?
Well, that's it. This is the point now. It's getting to that stage now where they need to start putting runs together. You know, St Mirren's a big team. You know, the fan base have got, it's incredible. You know, and I think if they get results, the fans will turn out for them, you know, in their droves and give them the support that they deserve. You know, it's just the matter of getting results. You need to get one or two results. Gives you that wee bit of confidence and hopefully it pushes you on to near to the end of the season.
So you were the captain of the team that won promotion in 2000. Is there any advice you feel like you could give to the players?
I just feel like they've got to get there and work hard, just keep working hard and then playing football the way that they're obviously the manager wants them to play. And at the end of the day, the manager can only do so much when standing at the sidelines. You know, it's up to the players on the park. You know, some of the more experienced players have got to take the game by the scruff of the neck, you know, and start to talk to the younger players and take control of it, you know, and start moving things about in the park.
So, Dalen, what do you make of the draw?
I think the draw can be described in two ways. It's positive, but they could have had a lot worse. I think the likes of Celtic, Rangers, Hearts or Aberdeen, if they had maybe pulled any of them, St Mirren, I feel it would have been a hard ask to save. So Partick Thistle is one, you know, St Mirren, I feel they can maybe take a bit of confidence in. They're sitting ninth in the league, you know, with only 17 points. They had a very good victory at Kilmarnock in the weekend, but I haven't seen the game at all. But going by that, it was a bottom of the table clash, but I wouldn't expect. Very like St Mirren, I must say, in the terms that in their own league, Partick Thistle, you know, they're just struggling to get a bit of consistency. But this tournament, the Scottish Cup, is one of two things for St Mirren. It's one, any club in Scotland wants to go and win, first of all, for their fans, the glory, and for the players, for memories and their medal. But two, it can be financially positive for the club as well. So the longer you go, the more financially positive it is. And without drawing the likes of the so-called big teams of the competition, they've got a chance to progress as well as make some financial gain out of the tournament.
You mentioned there about that financial gain. You look at Inverness, for example.
Yeah.
Interestingly, Inverness knocked out St Mirren last season, yep. And they knocked out Partick. Obviously, the two teams are playing each other. Mm-hmm. But if St Mirren were to go on a run like this, it would help their confidence, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just it shows that they've done quite well in the Petrofac Cup this year. You know, just came a wee bit short at Rangers at the weekend. So a Scottish Cup run is the big cup for every team in Scotland. You know, they want to go and win that, whether you're Celtic, Rangers or Stirling Albion, as they got their victory last night. So I think St Mirren want to go and win this cup for the first time since 1987. So, but it will be a very tough ask, and Partick Thistle isn't a bad draw. It's not the greatest draw. They could have had a lot better in the sense, but it's not the worst draw either. So it's one they can work towards and capitalise on Partick Thistle's low consistency rates.
Of course, the last meetings have been quite tight as well.
Yep, absolutely. They've been very close. Teams are very similar in all aspects. So as I said, it can be one that's easily contested. but as well as we'll bring a good number of fans over from Maryhill, so we'll be good.
St Mirren Radio.
Tommy Turner will be on co-commentary duty on Saturday for St Mirren TV as the Buddies take on Queen of the South. Remember, if you're outside the UK and Ireland, you can purchase a game pass for just €6.99 at www.smfcuws.tv, where we'll have live coverage of the game and a half-time feature on Chief Executive Brian Caldwell. If you're in the UK and Ireland, we'll have live radio commentary with my co-presenter, Dalen Docherty, who will be joined by Stephen Park and Jim Goodwin. Speaking of which, we're about to be joined by Jim Goodwin on the phone.
St Mirren Radio.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jim. Firstly, I caught up with you on Saturday, but how is the injury?
It's going to take time, you know. I mean, there's no great improvement since Saturday, to be honest with you. It's a fracture in my ankle. The surgeon reckons it might take anything from 12 weeks. Obviously, I'll be hoping to get back closer to the 10 mark and maybe even push for kind of 8 or 9 weeks. But it's going to be a long process. It's going to be a kind of time where I'm not going to be able to do anything too much physically. Do a lot of upper body stuff in the gym with the physio and stuff. But other than that, it's kind of trying to keep the weight off it for the time being.
Results haven't been great recently, Jim. What is the morale like within the squad when you've been around it?
Listen, a great bunch of boys, they really are, and obviously we're all hurting at the moment with the situation. Results haven't been great, as you said. We're in a position that we never anticipated prior to the season, so you know, we expect to be challenging at the other end of the table. But listen, there's plenty of time left. You know, Christmas is a busy, busy period, and things can go one way or the other. I mean, if we put our next kind of four games are, we look at it and think, well, they're all winnable, you know. So if we can put the run together in the next three or four games and maybe the teams above us slip up a little bit, then, you know, then we've got a great opportunity to start climbing the table. But as for morale in the dressing room, the boys are fantastic. They really are. They're very hard-working and enthusiastic bunch. And, you know, I can assure you they're doing absolutely everything they can behind the scenes to put things right.
You're one of the most experienced members in the squad, Jim. What has it been like to work with the manager, Ian Murray?
What's it like? Yeah, he's a very, very good manager. Very experienced manager in this league, considering what he's done with Dumbarton. I think he'd be admitting himself that he's disappointed with how things have gone, and it wasn't how he saw the season panning out so far. But listen, he's a really, really good guy. He's a very positive person on the training ground. And he's, you know, he's working really, really hard to try and sort it out behind the scenes. So, you know, that's the thing. Fans don't see the amount of work that the boys and the manager are doing. But as I said, I can assure you we're doing absolutely everything we can to try and turn the corner and hopefully get back to winning ways on Saturday, which is, you know, it's a must-win game now. You know, the next kind of three games, as I said, you know, you've got Queen of the South, Dumbarton and Alloa, I think, next three games, and all winnable, and you know, the manager won't leave a stone unturned, that's for sure, in the upcoming fixtures.
And you've obviously just spoken there about how the games are winnable, and how important, for the fans' point of view, do you think is, like, Saturday's game for Queen of the South and the players, do you think they're getting that?
Do I think, well, I'm getting, what, the support of the fans?
No. Do you think the fans are... do you think the players are grasping, you know, how important the game is to win on Saturday from, like, a fan's point of view? You know, it's a must win.
Oh yeah, no. Listen, the boys are well aware of the situation. You know, there's we're not kidding ourselves on. You know, the fans have been fantastic since I first come to the club, and very supportive of the team. You know, I said in an interview a few weeks ago, they've got every right to be upset, and they've got every right to make their feelings felt, because at the end of the day, they're paying their own, you know, good money to come and watch us perform. And to be honest with you, we haven't done that up to now. So we take full responsibility for the way things are going. You know, the fans, you know, we need to give them a lift, I think. And the only way we can do that is by being passionate and fully committed. And I think if the fans can see the boys care as much as they do and see that they're as desperate as they are to put things right, then you know, fans will get behind them 100%.
Just finally, Jim, you're obviously not going to be playing due to your injury. So are you looking forward to doing a bit of commentary?
Yeah, looking forward to being on St Mirren Radio. Yeah, first time, first opportunity I've had, really. You know, so obviously being a bit injured now, hopefully I'll be able to get on there with you guys a little bit more often. Yep. And obviously I'll be at the games anyway. So, no, it's great to be able to have that opportunity to do that. And, you know, I know the guys always like helping out when they can with the radio, and I think it's a great thing that the club are doing. And, you know, from everything, all the kind of feedback I've been getting from supporters and people who are kind of living abroad, that they're all thoroughly enjoying what you're doing there. So, no, I'll be delighted to be a part of it on Saturday.
Well, we're looking forward to having you on the radio on Saturday, Jim. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us here on the St Mirren Midweek Show.
Okay, thanks for having me. All the best.
That was Jim Goodwin there. Dylan, you spoke to him, but just how big of a miss is he in the team?
I think he's a massive miss. He's a big character. You mean, from us, we see him off the field. Jim's he's a big laugh. He's a big character, a big personality. And he's well on the field. He's a combative midfielder. He's one that he's, you know, he gets cards that aren't Christmas cards at this time of year from the referees. And other than that, he's really like a big miss. He's a leader and a captain, even though he's not the club captain, but he is very much the mould of a captain. And he's just a massive miss. A lot of people will have a lot to say about Jim Goodwin and his discipline and his ability, but you can't take anything away from him on the field. He rallies the troops, and he's an excellent player to have in your team, and an excellent player to have around the club, and he's a fantastic servant and an ambassador to this club.
What do you make of Jim Goodwin's comments on Ian Murray?
I think they're quite bang on about Ian Murray. Ian Murray's a very positive guy. He's you know, he's very considerate about people, and he's very considerate about his team. He's a lot of time for the young guys. He's a great individual, Ian Murray, and especially if coming to for work for us here at St Mirren Radio, very, very helpful. But it's no surprise to me what he says about Ian Murray and how he's a very positive person, and he's constantly looking for ways to turn this over. He's not sitting at home, not bothered about it. Ian Murray is the type of guy that will try his absolute hardest to get this covered over and turned over, and he's a fantastic guy, Ian Murray, and everyone here and around the club really hope you know, the team start to kick on, because he deserves it.
Thank you, Dalen. That's all for today's show. We will be back on Saturday with the St Mirren Show at 1 p.m. where we will look ahead to the 3 p.m. kickoff against Queen of the South. We will also have live commentary from the Paisley 2021 Stadium with Jim Goodwin alongside Stephen Bark and Dalen Doherty. But until then, come on, you Saints.
This is St Mirren Radio, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.